Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We can finally start to talk about some high school activities and the Orient football program. They're going to start Monday with some speed conditioning type of stuff. And Chip Filler, that's good news. And kids finally getting together. And by Friday, maybe the Rockets and the Chargers will put the ball on the tee and play 11-on-11 tackle football.
that would be great. You know, that day's going to be coming. I'm sure Coach Henry and I will take the preparation up to week three. But, you know, just getting you guys back in and getting them on the field here tomorrow is going to be pretty special.
Well, and that's the thing that when I talked to coaches about when we've been dealing with this since mid-March is we're just looking for something. You know, give us something where the kids see that there is progress. Now, I know from a coaching standpoint, you want the conditioning, you want the strength, you want the preparation, but I think that the big thing initially is getting these kids right mentally in terms of, hey, there is some hope, and it looks like all things being equal, we're headed toward having a season in the fall. And mentally,
yeah,
I think kids need to hear that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, you know, our guidelines that we have been set forth by our principal and our superintendent, in my opinion, are very, very conservative, and they have to be. But some of the things that we were doubt, it's almost like, hey, why even get together with them? Other than the fact that the kids really need to see us, and we need to see, as coaches, we need to see them. You know, whether they run a mile or whether I have any 4 or 5 40s as I test tomorrow, I don't know. I doubt that'll happen, but to know, like you said, there's a sense of normalcy out there, and that, hey, now there's an end, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. We're going to be able to get going here, on August 10th and be ready to go, and, you know, we have to have that preparation. So I think the first initiative day tomorrow will just be, hey, you know, trying to talk to them and trying to get them, trying to, like, just say, get their mind right and being ready and say, hey, this is, we're going to be right back to school and right back to some normalcy and getting after it in the fall.
Well, and that's the thing that when you look at, and as you're a coach or an athletic director and you're involved in interscholastic athletics, it's really been a calendar issue since mid-March. You know, you check each day off, you check each week off, you check each month off, and you say, well, are we getting any closer? And, you know, as I'm talking to you, you say August 10th, and I'm like, man, August 10th is basically about 8 weeks away. I mean, that ain't that long away, and that's in terms of getting the first step. I know a lot of people would say, man, I wish we would have got that first step back in May or maybe April, but at least, you know, getting it now, taking that first step, is needed, because when you say August 10th, that's not that long from here.
No, I mean, what I've done, Jim, is, you know, I mean, I'm at a probably at an advantage where I've done this for 20 years, so I just kind of have logged it. We haven't really changed our off-season program or changed any of the time frames of that. Like, so when our summer session started 2 weeks ago, so right now, we'd be breaking down into this would be week three of our summer session. And so I haven't changed that. And for the last, since they've been gone, they've been getting workouts every day via social media from me, you know, Snapchat or Facebook or text or whatever. You know, if they can do this, great. If they can't, you know, okay, well, when we get together, hopefully somebody, these guys down the line have taken this shit to do something. But otherwise, when we get together, we're getting ready to go. I liken it, it's very similar to, like, if you were, when you're a college coach and you lose your kids over the summer. Coach Bell, you know, I talked to him, and, you know, when those guys leave and go home to the suburbs of Chicago, his Augustana Vikings, he has to depend on them that they're going to do their job. I mean, they're going to be, you know, he's going to give them the workout, but they're going to have to be the ones that have to do it. Nobody's going to hold their hand. And that's kind of how I'm looking at it. Here, I'll give you the workout. Let's hope that you're going to do it. Because the expectations won't change for us. I mean, the plan might change, but the expectations of what we want aren't going to change. So we're going to really have to do our due diligence, and I'm not going to waver from what we've done in the past. We're going to keep put it together, and when we get back together and when we can do it, we're just going to flow into the old act. So.
Yeah, And I know the one thing is, you know, you start with the speed stuff and the conditioning, and you hope by middle of the week maybe you can get some strength stuff going. But I know when you look in the equipment room and you're like, man, let me get the footballs out. But you're hopeful as we look, you know, you got to be hopeful maybe July you can start doing the team, whatever coach you are. I'm not, maybe get the basketball out if you're a basketball coach. You get the football out if you're the football coach. Get the volleyball out if you're the volleyball coach. So, I mean, that's the hope is, I think, if you're realistic and you're looking at the calendar saying, okay, we're going to start this in June. And then if they say we can do team stuff in July, then I think the kids can say, well, it looks like maybe there's going to be a season then. So I think probably July is the big month where if you see you can do some team stuff in the summer, then you're like really hopeful that, hey, boys, there are going to be Friday night lights.
Yeah. I, you know what, Jim, if it's between you and I and your millions and millions of listeners, we're going to be playing football in the fall. I'm very, very confident in that fact. So once this all passes, whether we don't get together until August 10th, and August 10th comes around and they say, hey, you guys are go play, I think that's going to happen. Just the time frame leading up to that. What are these 8 weeks kind of looking like, and how we're going to train, and how we're going to be able to do stuff. You know, back when we were kids, not to date us, we didn't have all this off-season stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we just rolled out the ball, so to speak, and you just went and played in August 7th or whatever it was, and that was it. You know, you got done baling hay or whatever you did as your summer job, and then you looked forward to your sports season because you didn't have to work. So, you know, we're kind of at, right now, we're kind of a spoiled kind of environment that, you know, oh, we've got 7-on-7, or we've got weights every morning, or we've got summer league basketball or baseball or whatever, or these kids can stay busy. This is a good chance for them now. Hey, let's see what the independent, what the people that really, really want it and don't have to be pushed, how are those guys going to respond? Those guys are going to be the ones that come out of this pandemic ahead and back to normal. And hopefully the Orange Chargers are that way. That's what we're looking for.
All right. So, and the Chargers, they open up with who in week one?
We open up with Mama the Roosevelt.
Oh, man. It's the Bulldog, Jeremy Adolphson, against the Chip Filler, the Titans, and the Chargers. Can't wait for that matchup, right?
Oh man. You know, I love the Bulldog. You know, I'm sure he's watched enough film on me to know. And he probably knows where I'm at right now, to be totally honest with you. He's probably got a good beat on that. He's a great coach. We are tremendous friends. There's so much respect between the two programs. I mean, and it doesn't get any easier for us. We go get them, and then we go week two. We have a playoff team in Kewaunee, and we got to go to their place, play them, and then we get the Rockets in week three. And with that new coaching staff, and that everything's going to be kind of rejuvenated over there. This is going to be a tough road. I cannot wait for this to start going.
Yeah, and you heard Coach Filler say as we wrap up, well, the first he said the millions upon millions of listeners, he's right on that, but he also said, and we're going to hold him to it, there's going to be a football season, high school football season, IHSA, did you hear that? Everybody, all you student-athletes out there and all you coaches, Filler said there is going to be a season. Coach, excited for the kids over at Orion tomorrow. It'll be good to see you kids and coaches together. Have a good time.
Yeah, all right, man, appreciate it. Thanks for your time, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ.